we're going to begin with practice together. So letting yourself land in this moment. Maybe taking a few slightly deeper breaths. And with the exhalation, letting go. Letting go of any unnecessary tension or tightness in the body that's willing or able to be released or relaxed. Letting go of anything you were in the middle of before this meeting. Time this gathering began. Maybe letting go of any ideas about what you want or need out of this meditation. And with the inhalation, letting in what's here. Letting in the freshness of this moment, this breath. Welcoming in this moment right here that's never been known before. Inviting a curiosity, a receptivity. Of don't know mind. We don't know what's next, even in this next breath. And with this freshness of perspective, letting yourself connect with the body as it is, right here, right now. You might let your awareness wash through the body from the crown of the head slowly downwards. Pausing to invite a deeper resting. A deeper settling in any parts of the body that or holding a measure of tension or tightness. Letting the eyes rest back in the sockets. Not having to look at a screen or reach out towards the world, just resting. And relaxing through the jaw and the throat. Letting the shoulder blades melt down the back body. And letting the muscles of the back hang on the strength of the spine. So you might invite a slight elongation through the spine, to allow even more ease in the muscles. Softening through the abdomen. Letting the hands become heavy and settled wherever they rest. Perhaps palms open and receptive. And inviting any contraction or bracing in the legs and the lower body to unfurl, to let go. Letting the feet land more solidly. On the ground. And as you rest your attention, as you rest the mind, on the sensations in the body, notice if it's possible to relax the thinking muscle ever so slightly. Sometimes it can help to just take a minute and notice where's the energy of the mind pulled in this moment? What's the mind interested in? might be a story about the past, a worry about the future. Task that you're working on, a relationship that you care about, and lovingly gathering up these concerns of the mind, sitting them down next to you. You're not disregarding these concerns. You're not trying to get rid of them. Instead, maybe let them gently rest right here beside you, knowing that you can pick them up in just a little while when we finish our practice together. So resting them beside you and then inviting the mind, inviting the awareness to rest, to relax and rest on a felt sense of the body as a whole, or maybe on the gentle rhythm of the breath. Seeing if you can find the place that's least effortful to rest your attention in this moment. Maybe it's the gentle rise and fall of the abdomen. Or the expansion and release of the rib cage. The stability and settledness of the feet on the floor, the hands in your lap. Someplace where it's compelling to stay or to return to again and again, because there's a sense of ease, restfulness, peace, stability that you can touch into, be supported by. you might notice what's your mind interested in this moment. As I wandered over to that pile of concerns sitting next to you, or maybe it's created a new pile. Without any judgment, any recrimination, seeing if the mind might get interested again in a felt sense of the body or the breath. Not because it should, but perhaps because resting with the simplicity of body or breath offers an opportunity for rest, ease. Refreshment, maybe even a simple contentment. Letting awareness float on the waves of the breath. And soothed by this very simple, gentle rhythm. And as we come to the closing minutes of this practice, you might just notice the quality of mind and heart and the experience in the body in this moment. Regardless of what your experience was, to feel the impact of having taken the time to have set the intention to rest in this moment. To connect with your lived experience as it's unfolding. And to perhaps reflect, how might this, the goodness of this intention to be present, and this capacity that you're cultivating for letting go, setting aside concerns and assumptions, and the opening to meeting the unfolding with curiosity. How might this be of benefit as you move through your day, as you encounter others, as you meet the world? Perhaps from this open-hearted, fresh perspective, offering a wish for all beings to be met with presence, curiosity, and kindness. And for all beings to know the experience of ease and rest. For all beings to be free from suffering. May it be so. this capacity in our practice of both letting go and letting in, I think is a really rich one. And sometimes when we sit, there's this effortfulness, like we're supposed to be doing something. We're supposed to be working really hard to quiet the mind or settle the heart or, you know, make things be different or better than they are. And the longer I practice, the more I gain an appreciation for, you know, what I heard in my very first mindfulness-based stress reduction class, you know, that Jon Kabat-Zinn talks about, you know, non-doing. And it sounds intriguing. It sounds like there could be something there. And it's like, well, what is this non-doing? And it really has this feeling of like letting go or letting be. And I think the breath is one of our best teachers of that, because the breath comes and goes all on its own. So sometimes starting our practice with a few breaths can be an invitation to explore the possibility of letting go or letting be, of setting things down in a way that I think is more accessible and less difficult than we make it. You know, it's actually this natural act or rhythm or capacity of both our minds and hearts as well as our bodies. And, you know, what I'll say is, if you didn't experience ease in doing that in your practice, like don't get all tangled up in judgment or evaluation, because we can go there and just tell another story. But it's kind of like an invitation to be curious about, oh, you know, what is it? What is it to let go? Even for a moment, because with the breath we let go. Oh, and then we pick up again. We pick up another breath, right? It's not like, oh, I had to let go forever, and wow, it's a whole different state. It's the dynamic flow of, you know, receiving and letting go. And if all you did was pick up, like, you'd be in trouble, you know? It's like you have to let go to receive that next breath, to receive that next moment. So it's actually that entire movement that we're exploring. And sometimes that happens in the duration of a breath. Sometimes it happens for the duration of a sit or part of a sit. Like, you know, I'm curious, even with a thumbs up, a thumbs down, a nod, like, were any of you able to set your concerns down next to you, oh so lovingly, for like a moment? Okay, you know, some, yes, no, the whole gamut, beautiful, beautiful. And some are really sticky, and it's not so much whether we can do it. The success is not like, oh, I had a peaceful mind or I was able to do that. The success is cultivating the intention to settle. You know, at the end of the practice, when I invited you all to reflect on the goodness of taking the time to try, to set an intention, to be present. That's the success. It's not, oh, I had a really blissed out, peaceful, you know, sit, and I was in an altered state, and, you know, visited a different quality of being. It's just showing up. And whether you show up every day, or you show up every week here, or you show up when you can, there is a thread of continuity in practice that nourishes us, that settles us over time. You know, some of you may be able to reflect not so much on how did this sit go, but if you think about that life you had before you had ever met meditation, has anything changed? And you don't have to confess, like, this can be a very personal reflection, but my guess is the fact that I have seen many of you show up for many years now, this is doing something for you. Because we often don't show up for things that don't in some way nourish us or transform us or help us evolve into, you know, the being that we're more interested in being in the world. So that's something to check in on every once in a while, too. What is the arc of my life since I've been practicing some form of presence and kindness? And for many of us, we're different. You know, we're more patient with our families, or we are more authentic in our communication, or we take better care of our bodies. We listen when we're hungry, or we need a nap, or we are less anxious or less agitated or kinder to ourselves when those states visit. So this practice of being present, of letting in and of letting go, is one that has a really long arc, really, for most of us who get hooked by these practices. It's a lifelong arc, and it's a lifelong relationship with the practice, with the moments as they unfold one by one, and with ourselves as the one who is learning to more deeply be in connection with life. So I guess today turned out to be a little bit of a pep talk for your practice, like an opportunity to really appreciate practice and to take the long view, you know, of what's practice meant to you over time. You know, where has it brought you? Where are you now? And what keeps you on this path? Periodically touching into the wholesomeness, the goodness of your intention, and letting it continue to motivate you. And when you find yourself lost, coming home to that intention, like, why do I do this? Or why do I keep coming back to this? You know, can be enlivening. It's like this devotion to being present, to being alive. And part of what we can let go of, which I also invited in the practice, is letting go of, you know, what we want to get out of our practice. Letting go of our assumptions of what it's going to be, what it's going to give us, and to let ourselves be surprised. To let ourselves be surprised. And what I often have found over the years is practice offers me the things that, like, I didn't even know I needed. Things show up, and it's like, oh, now it's teaching me something about patience, or about gratitude, or about generosity, or maybe it's teaching me about courage and my capacity to be with something I didn't think I could be with, or maybe it's teaching me patience or joy. So to really be open and to let your practice ebb and flow, just like the breath, you know, it's this flow. So practice is not about us arriving in a destination. It's about being on the journey and letting the journey teach us and change us. So with that, I think I'll gift you some time with each other for a few minutes in breakout rooms, those of you who are able to stay and enjoy each other's company. And if somehow you can't, we'll look forward to seeing you the next time that you're able to join. And then we'll have a few final minutes together at the end, back in our room. Welcome back. We'll let other folks trickle in and then we'll just have a minute or two for sharing and a final poem. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you had some juicy conversation, and I welcome if there's anything that wants to be spoken in those reflections about practice. Thank you, Karen. Really apropos for, you know, that opening to the journey and the unfolding and the not knowing. Impermanence might be a fun topic for us to play with a little bit. I thought I would close with a poem that honors, to me, that honors community, because you have become such a precious community in my life, and I will miss you next week. And I opened one of my poetry books at random when I sent you into breakout rooms, and this is what was offered up. So I often trust that that's the poem I'm supposed to read. So it's entitled, "It Won't Make the News," and it's by Rosemary Wachola Tromer. What we really need is to gather in the street and talk to each other. Any street, lined with shrubs or tenements, paved or dirt or cobblestone, with orange cones or with wooden barriers to set off the block so we can talk and listen and watch the day go by. Some will join us. They will wonder why we've gathered. They'll pull out their binoculars as if there's something more to see. There's always something more to see. Like the way the light comes through the hedge and makes it more gold than green. Hey, did you hear that nightingale? When's the last time you heard one? All my life I've been too busy, rushing from one here to the next. But look what happens when we gather in the street and gawk at whatever direction. We start to become a we. You, me, the man in the yellow plaid shirt, the cop, the woman in white tennis shoes. It does not matter how we vote, or where we've been, or how much we make, or if we pray. Here we are in the same place on the same day. Not because someone died, not because someone's done something wrong. There's no one to cheer for but us. We'll go back to our homes soon enough, but for now, here we are doing the most important work, gathering in the street to notice together the scent of fall, the warmth of mid-afternoon sun, the way all our shadows fall the same direction.